Happy Friday, Squamish. We are going to get soaked, folks. According to Squamish meteorologist Jason Ross, an active west-to-southwest flow will bring a series of frontal systems across southwestern BC this weekend. The first system is expected to reach the area today. Environment Canada says to expect 20 millimeters of rain today. Tonight, we will see 10 to 15 millimeters. Sunrise is at 7:12 a.m. Sunset is at 5:42 p.m. It will be pretty warm though, with a high of 8°C today and a low of 4°C tonight. Ross says the second system will arrive on Saturday, spreading heavy precipitation across the area with the freezing level rising to nearly 2,000 meters in the system's warm sector by Saturday afternoon. This will have a deep plume of moisture aimed across the area from the subtropics towards the coast, so expect heavy rain below the freezing level with snow on the highest elevations. The third system will arrive on Sunday. This system will also have a subtropical tap with the freezing level rising to near 2,000 meters. Got construction? If you have moseyed on down the west side of 2nd Avenue downtown of late, you would have run into a closed sidewalk in front of the old and new Squamish Chief offices. It is due to work on the outside of what will soon be North Shore Medical Imaging at 38117 2nd Avenue, which was previously the Squamish Chief's office. Our media outlet is now next door, at 38113 2nd Avenue, where H&R Block used to be. The tax experts are now at 1305 Pemberton Avenue, where Keir Fine Jewelry used to be. Are you keeping up? All the other businesses are open and operating, so come on down if you need coffee from 1914 Coffee Company, or to send off a package at the UPS store or grab sushi at Manpuku Sushi. Beware of cougars. Local Johan Brandhorst Sitskern says he spotted two cougars on February 18th by the Mamquam spawning channels, on the little bridge between the Mamquam River and the Squamish Valley Golf Club. He wants to warn other locals to be aware of them. The district notes that while negative encounters are uncommon, Squamish is prime cougar habitat. The municipality and WildSafe BC provide the following tips to keep safe around cougars on local trails. Be alert and aware at all times. Avoid surprise encounters by making noise. Use your voice hike or bike in groups of two or more and keep children close at hand. Keep dogs leashed. Look for signs of fresh cougar activity, like claw marks on trees or logs, scat or paw prints. Avoid food caches. Cougars will cover unconsumed portions of their kill with twigs, leaf litter or soil. If you come across a cache, leave the area immediately. Be alert to circling ravens or turkey vultures. Riding or running quickly and quietly puts you at risk for surprise encounters. Slow down when going around blind corners and make noise. Cougar kittens are usually well hidden. However, if you do encounter cougar kittens, do not approach or attempt to pick them up. Leave the area immediately. Females will defend their young. Carry bear spray and know how to use it. Pool closure. Please note that the Brennan Park pool is closed for the foreseeable future, to address the facility's deck, which has been deemed a potential slip hazard. The district estimates the closure could last for a minimum of 4 weeks, or more. Any 10 and 20 visit passes due to expire during the closure will be extended. Monthly pass holders will also receive an extension through the closure. Staff will cancel and refund all registered aquatic programs and rentals. Refunds will automatically be issued next week, the district says. After backlash from last Feb 12's pool closure announcement, the district provided more up-to-date details about what is happening. Slip resistance testing was carried out at the pool by an independent third party on February 11th, under the direction of VCH, the district said. The report indicated that the tiles did not meet the required anti-slip standards for wet surfaces. Under the BC Public Health Act pool regulation, a pool operator must ensure that pool aprons, walkways and floors have a surface that is slip resistant when wet. Because the slip resistance did not meet the required standards for wet surfaces, VCH ordered an immediate closure. The Muni said Brennan Park pool closes for annual maintenance each year to ensure the longevity of the aquatic center and to help prevent larger, more costly problems from occurring. Brennan Park Recreation Center's front desk will close at 9 p.m. Monday to Friday for the duration of the pool closure. All arena rentals will continue as normal. A warm place to duck out of the cold. When temperatures drop, the district reminds locals that the following municipal buildings are available as warming centers: Squamish Public Library, Right Pointing Arrow, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Right Pointing Arrow, Monday, Friday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Right Pointing Arrow, Sunday, 12 to 4 p.m. Brennan Park Recreation Center, Right Pointing Arrow, Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Right Pointing Arrow, Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. The 55 Activity Center, Right Pointing Arrow, Monday and Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Right Pointing Arrow, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Right Pointing Arrow, Saturday, programs only. Right Pointing Arrow, Sunday, closed. For more information on how to prepare for cold weather, go to squamish.ca/extreme-cold. Winter tires. Don't forget, since October 1st, winter tires or chains are required on the Sea to Sky Highway. It is the law. Passenger vehicles and light trucks need to use tires that have the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol, or M+S, on the sidewall. This applies to two-wheel, all-wheel, and four-wheel drive vehicles. The tires need to be in good condition and have a tread depth of at least 3.5 mm, 5/32, reads the 4 Road Safety at Worksite. Designated winter tires are your best option for staying safe in winter conditions. We recommend using a set of 4 matched winter tires with the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol. The tires must stay on through to March 31st. Not having proper winter tires or chains can earn drivers a fine of $121. Driving issues to note. North of us, on Highway 99, watch for slippery sections between Lilwat Place and Seton Lake Road for 45.1 kilometers, Lillooet. There's compact snow. Moon phase. The moon is in its last quarter phase. The moon's illumination is currently 41.36%. It is currently located in the constellation of Scorpio, according to phasesmoon.com. BC. Extremes. Yesterday's hotspot in all of BC was Sanspit Airport. The Keelkun Zijwangs Danai, new name for Sanspit Airport, is located on Haida Gwaii, which saw a high of 12.7°C, according to Environment Canada data. It was also the hot spot in all of Canada. The high at Squamish Airport yesterday was 8°C. The coldest spot in BC on February 20th was Dawson Creek Airport, which dipped to minus 20.2°C. Seawater temp. According to seatemperature.info, the water temperature in Howe Sound today is 6.5°C. February average water temperature in Howe Sound is 6°C, the minimum temperature is 5.4°C, and the maximum is 8.3°C. Avalanche forecast. According to avalog.co, today, the alpine rating is considerable, the treeline rating is considerable, and the below treeline rating is moderate. Known problems include storm slabs, loose wet and persistent slabs. What does considerable risk mean? Considerable is the third of 5 levels on the avalanche danger scale. Under considerable danger, natural avalanches are possible and human-triggered ones are likely. Avalanche conditions are considered dangerous and careful snowpack evaluation, cautious route finding and conservative decision-making is essential, reads the Avalanche Canada explanation. The advice for today from avalog.co is: storm slabs continue to build while temperatures rise. Avalanches may step down to underlying weak layers. Continue to verify conditions in your area and practice good travel habits. Approach lee and cross-loaded slopes with caution. Storm slab size and sensitivity to triggering will likely increase through the day. Storm slabs in motion may step down to deeply buried weak layers and result in very large avalanches. Back off slopes as the surface becomes moist or wet with rising temperatures. Reduce, reuse, recycle. The district reminds locals that Squamish Docks Recycling, located at 40,446 Government Road, is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The Recycle Hub accepts a variety of recyclable materials, including glass, flexible plastics, foam packaging, paper and cardboard, containers, plastic, metal, and paper. Events to note. There's always something going on in this town. These events caught our eye. Tonight, check out the Librarian at Trickster's Hideout, located at 38005 Cleveland Avenue, from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. Andrea Graham, aka The Librarian, is a renowned Canadian DJ, producer, and co-founder of Bass Coast Festival, named DJ Mag's Best Boutique Festival 2019. Known for her innovative approach to bass music, Andrea blends genres like dubstep, grime, jungle, and drum and bass with seamless mixing and deep, powerful frequencies, reads the listing. Feb. 23. There's the Squamish Wedding Network and Trade Show, from 12 to 5 p.m. Whether you're a soon-to-be-wed couple, wedding planner, or industry professional, this is your one-stop shop to connect with top-tier vendors and discover the latest trends in wedding planning, reads the listing. There are many more events coming up. Go to our online events calendar to see them all. Want a possible shout-out in our daily report? Load your event into our free calendar by clicking Create an Event. Number Parking. Parking on select streets in Squamish is now restricted to one side only until March 1, 2025. This ensures snow plows and emergency vehicles can safely navigate during winter conditions, says the district. Vehicles parking on the no parking side of the street may be ticketed and towed at any time to ensure community safety. The fine for impeding snow removal is $250. Affected streets: Hemlock Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive. Chestnut Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive. First Street, Pine Drive to Spruce Drive. Third Avenue, Pemberton Avenue to Winnipeg Street. No parking on East Side, Pemberton Avenue to Vancouver Street. No parking on West Side. Fourth Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street. No parking on West Side. Fifth Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street. No parking on West Side. Sixth Avenue, entire street. No parking on West Side. Eaglewind Boulevard. No perimeter parking near the roundabout at the end of Pemberton Avenue. Edgewater Drive, Government Road to Edgewater Crescent. No parking on East Side. Edgewater Crescent, entire street. No parking on the outside perimeter of the crescent. No Name Road, entire street. No parking on East Side. Brothers Place, entire street. No parking on South Side. Britannia Avenue, McGee Street to Buckley Avenue. No parking on East Side. Harris Road, Government Road to Cul-de-Sac. No parking on South Side. Hope Road, Depot Road to Axon Road. No parking on East Side. Diamond Road, Tantalus Road to Garibaldi Way. No parking on North Side. Diamond Head Road, Garibaldi Way to Mamquam Road. No parking on West Side. Glacier View Drive, entire street. No parking on the outside perimeter. To find out more, go to squamish.ca/winter-parking. Gas prices. In Squamish today, regular gas is going for 184.9 cents per liter at the Squamish Valley Gas Bar, 9001 Valley Drive. Gas in Whistler is 185.9 per liter at the co-op, located at 2101 Lake Placid Road. The cheapest gas in BC can, again, be found in Quesnel, where you can fill up for 155.8 per liter at the SuperSave Gas at 914 Front Street.